Welcome to the Revitalize Women podcast with Dr. Brenda Heineke, where we bring health and wellness professionals together to talk about all aspects of women's health, from pregnancy to menopause and everything in between. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Revitalized Woman podcast. Today, I have Dr. Jen with me.
Hello, thank you for having me.
And we are going to talk a little bit about kind of a big project we've been working on. That's our research study that we are now accepting participants for. And we thought that we would just answer some questions to help you understand it a little bit better and give you some more information on what we've been working on for the last several months. So we have been working with UW-Milwaukee to have a research study approved, and it was approved in early February. And the study is looking at the effect of pelvic floor physical therapy during pregnancy on its outcomes on delivery. So the things that we're measuring are the length of pushing or the time spent pushing, the amount of any kind of tearing that happens, and the rate of C-section, as well as pain during the recovery process. So that's kind of the gist of the study, and we are super excited to start going with this. I will link to the show notes. If you are listening to this and you're interested in learning more or participating, you can check out our website. It's revitalize-pt.com/prenatal-study. So I'll link to that, but all this information will also be on that webpage too. All right, well, we're going to dive in a little bit, and we thought that we've been getting a lot of questions kind of throughout this process, and so we put together a list, and we thought it would be helpful if we kind of just went back and forth and answered some of these questions and explained a little bit more.
Yeah, so one of the first questions and most frequent questions that we get is, what made you think about doing this study?
Yes, I like this question because basically over the years, we've noticed with the patients that we've been working with here at the office that they all have seemed to have easier deliveries and pretty good recoveries. And we kind of noticed a trend that they weren't taking a lot of time pushing, they didn't have a lot of trauma, and very few C-sections. There's never been a study that's measured that or looked at it until now. And so up until this point, we've been saying, gosh, like there has to be something to this, but we've never actually been able to formally measure that to see if it has anything to do with what we're doing in treatment or if it's just pure coincidence. So that's kind of what gave us the idea. And after searching and finding that there was nothing like this out there, we were like, we have to look at this and dive deeper because it could potentially change, you know, how you treat during your prenatal period or pregnancy period. So
right. And I feel like so much of the care during any person's life has been turning to the importance of preventative care. And if this can be a part of that, which kind of brings us to the next question of is why is this so groundbreaking? If we could get to that point of being, you know, standardized preventative care, if this is something that we find is beneficial to do during pregnancy, that can change a woman's pregnancy, delivery, the recovery, all over if things are positive, which obviously we hope for. So that's the exciting thing about this being groundbreaking research and what we're looking at. All of the research that we're finding so far is looking at the effects and benefits of perineal massage, which is when you work on stretching that perineum area, the area between the vagina and the anus, and there's kind of back and forth information on if that's helpful or not, and as well as, you know, the effects of physical therapy in terms of just doing pelvic floor exercises and what are the effects on delivery with that. So we're kind of taking a whole different approach and looking at pelvic floor physical therapy and how it is affecting the recovery, pushing, tearing, just like you said.
Yeah. So Jen, do you want to describe a little about who can participate in the study?
Sure. Yeah. So any woman mostly who is pregnant is mostly what we're looking for. The only things that are kind of disqualifiers for the study would be if you're planning for a C-section, because that is not something that we're measuring in this study. You have to be over the age of 18. Another thing is you have to
not be on pelvic rest. So, or bed rest. So that means you have to be cleared to have intercourse, essentially.
Yes.
So those are kind of the main qualifiers. And we're looking to start people in the second half of their pregnancy too. So before 34 weeks. So we have to start treatment by 34 weeks at the latest. So if you're kind of in that like 20 to 30 week range of your pregnancy, that would be the perfect time to reach out.
Definitely.
And also too, like some people after hearing this, like might sound great to them, but if they're not, or if you're not super comfortable with being part of the study itself, you can also have exactly what we're doing as part of the study and just not be included in the study too. So that is always an option. You don't, just because you're pregnant doesn't mean you have to be part of the study. That's definitely a choice still.
Yeah. So what does the treatment consist of in this research study?
Okay, so this is kind of the hard part for Dr. Jen and I, because we've had to work really hard to standardize our treatment for it. So it's basically an eval at the beginning where we assess a couple different things. And then there's 6 follow-up visits after that. And they're all treatment-based visits for an hour. And primarily the treatment is going to be manual pelvic floor PT. So that can be external and internal. So we're doing a lot of intravaginal treatment, which is safe during pregnancy. And we're really working at releasing the pelvic floor muscles and getting them to be able to stretch and be a little more pliable, so that theoretically they have a little more give during delivery. So we're kind of working on all 3 layers of the pelvic floor muscles. Some of that's external, the bulk of it is internal. We're also breaking up any kind of scar tissue that might be there from previous deliveries, or any kind of restrictions. And then you get a couple really brief pelvic floor stretches to do that should only take like 5 to 10 minutes a day to do. So that's roughly kind of our protocol, but we do have to follow a pretty strict protocol with what we're doing at each treatment, which is a little different than normal.
Right. And on that same topic, is that standard physical therapy treatment or is it different?
Yeah, so nothing we're doing in this study is a new type of treatment or anything radical. Everything we're doing is pretty standard techniques for pelvic floor PT. It's the same stuff we use for people that are having incontinence issues or painful intercourse or any other kind of pelvic floor dysfunction. It's just that this has never been studied in pregnancy in the way that we're doing it, this type of protocol. So a lot of people want to know what it costs to be part of the study.
Yeah, this has also been an interesting thing for Dr. Brenda and I to determine and come up with, because we didn't want cost to be a barrier for people. And we tried to bring it down as much as what we could and make it affordable as possible for still keeping our clinic running. So the cost is $345 for everything that Dr. Brenda had described already, including an optional free postpartum assessment. So that is a very significant discount from what normal PT might be for that many appointments. But again, the point of it is to collect all this data and further the women's health care during pregnancy and postpartum. And so we still have to keep our business running, but it's definitely not anything that's profitable for us. So we want to make it available as possible for as many women as possible.
Yeah. And we have to say a big shout out to all of the sponsors who helped us during our crowdfunding campaign to help raise money to offset that cost even more. So we're super appreciative of that. And that was awesome. I did also forget to say, too, at the end of all of this, when you deliver the baby, kind of the only thing that you have to do other than the treatment aspect is fill out 2-3 pages of, like, data collection. So it's not too bad. It's not anything super time consuming.
And your doctor can even help you fill it out, too, which is helpful.
Yeah.
So can a woman participate if she's having a VBAC or a vaginal birth after a C-section?
Yes, definitely. So if you've had a cesarean in the past, that is okay. Just to reiterate, as long as you're not coming into this already planning a C-section for whatever reason, that would be the only disqualifier. And you can also participate if you are being treated by other practitioners, like a chiropractor. We've had that question a lot, too. So what if you're having pain or other issues? Can you still be in the study?
Definitely. We'll just probably work a little bit differently. There's a couple of different routes that we can go with it. Again, we'll be sticking to that pretty standardized care as Brenda had talked about before in terms of doing the specific pelvic floor treatment. But we'll talk with each woman individually and see what plan and route would be the best, if we need to add a little extra treatment or what that might look like.
Yeah, it doesn't always have to be a one-size-fits-all. So exactly. We have options.
So how is this different than normal pelvic floor physical therapy?
So a lot of times, while the treatment is still something that we would do all the time, typically with a patient, we would also be looking at a lot of other aspects as part of their care as well. So with any pelvic floor patient that we see, we are assessing the spine, the hips, and the whole pelvis itself, and how all of that is moving and interacting, as well as strength, how well they're able to use their diaphragm and other muscles, like their core muscles and their hip muscles, and how that's all interacting with the pelvic floor muscles as well. So oftentimes when you are coming here for a pelvic floor issue, we're not just working on only the pelvic floor muscles and that's it. We try to take a pretty holistic approach to treating the whole body and getting kind of all aspects of pieces that might be contributing to your issue as well. Should pregnant women be doing Kegels during pregnancy?
So this is an interesting question I received from some patients, or just comments of, oh yeah, when I went to my prenatal classes or prenatal information sessions, I learned like I should be doing lots of Kegels every single day and this will help to prevent tearing and help my recovery and all of that. And that is not necessarily the case. Not everyone needs Kegels to help them out. So we have spent a lot of time kind of looking into this and finding with our patients that not everyone is weak in their pelvic floor. A lot of people need to have their pelvic floor assessed to know if they are weak or if their muscles are tight, or in fact, if their pelvic floor is healthy and they don't need to kind of change anything. So we need to really assess the muscles by having a hands-on approach and looking internally to know if strength is an issue and if Kegels are the answer, or if maybe we need to work on some of the tightness of those muscles to help them function more normally, to then eventually work on strengthening when those muscles aren't quite so tight anymore.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, like the mindset, and I've heard this a lot before too, is, well, you have to strengthen your pelvic floor because a strong pelvic floor will help you push the baby out. And actually, from an anatomy standpoint, the pelvic floor muscles have to stretch to let baby through. It kind of passes through. The pelvic floor muscles really don't do anything to push. That you're using more like abdominals and uterus to help kind of baby descend. And so the pelvic floor muscles actually stretch 2.5 times their length during delivery. And so that's part of why we think if you're doing Kegels and trying to strengthen and could potentially cause them to get overly tight, where it can't stretch as well, that could be problematic. So that's kind of some of the background thought process we have with doing this study.
Yeah, we don't want to just keep strengthening, get tighter and tighter if those muscles are already too weak to start off with, or too tight to start off with, I should say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So to help the pelvic floor or issues that might come with pregnancy or delivery. Some people have heard or seen, you know, maybe I should just wait till after I have my baby and then fix these pelvic floor issues. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people aren't aware that there's something you can do during pregnancy to help and potentially even prevent some of these issues. You know, a lot of the common mom issues that people have after baby are exacerbated, if not created, from things that happen during childbirth. So, for example, with any kind of tearing, you will have scar tissue as your body's natural way of healing. And scar tissue can be very painful and lead to a lot of painful intercourse issues. And so theoretically, if you can help minimize the trauma on the front end and be more preventative, you could, you know, really end up not having those problems in the first place. So we always tell people that are on the fence or that think, I'll just wait till after the baby's here and then like fix everything. We always tell people that it's better to seek help during pregnancy because it could really impact your delivery and then your recovery. And I think most of our patients that we see that we work with tend to have pretty good recoveries. They have less issues in that postpartum phase. So
exactly. Just similar to how if you know anyone who's had a knee replacement, they might have some prehab type exercises or go to physical therapy prior to having their knee replaced because it's going to help the recovery. They're going to be stronger going into a surgery and they're going to have a better recovery. Same kind of idea going into a pregnancy and delivery. If you can be as in the best place possible prior to a delivery, that's awesome. Another little side note I wanted to add there is also, as part of the research study, it doesn't have to be only your first to participate. Mm-hmm. It can be any pregnancy, and we're not limited in that.
Yeah. And to wrap up kind of what Dr. Jen was saying, I mean, really, I think women do so much getting ready for baby that they oftentimes forget to help prepare their body for this major change that's going to happen, you know, before baby comes. And then oftentimes baby's here and everything's different and new, but life is crazy and it's a whole new adjustment. So it's difficult then to really try to prioritize that too. So, well, I hope that this kind of helps answer a lot of common questions that we've been getting about the study. And again, for anyone that's interested in learning more or participating, head to the website. It's revitalize-pt.com/prenatal-study, which will also be in the show notes. And thanks to Dr. Jen, too, for all of her work on helping make this a reality. And please send every pregnant lady you know. We have over 100 people we need to see. So, yeah, we can use all the help we can get in helping to spread the word on this study. So, well, thanks for tuning in today, and we will see you on another episode. I hope you have a great week.